the verdict. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Now that former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's convicted of George Floyd's murder during an arrest last year, Attorney General Merrick Garland announces a federal investigation of the entire department.
I am announcing that the Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
They'll be looking for excessive use of force, discrimination, and how the department handles misconduct allegations. China's government RSVPs yes to a climate summit of world leaders tomorrow.
China says its President Xi Jinping will attend a virtual summit being hosted by President Biden tomorrow to discuss climate change. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Xi will deliver an important speech. He's taking part despite tensions with the U.S. on a host of subjects, from human rights to cyber attacks. President Biden has invited dozens of world leaders to join the two-day meeting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has also said he'll be there.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Biden speaks today about progress being made getting Americans vaccinated for coronavirus.
The president is closing in on his goal of 200 million shots in the first 100 days in office. Now the administration is stepping up efforts. President Biden is expected to lay out plans to push up the number of Americans getting shots. About half of all U.S. adults are partially vaccinated. The president is not expected to announce a new goal, but the administration is trying to make getting a vaccine easier and more appealing. About 3 million shots are going into arms each day. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Indonesia's Navy is looking for a submarine that lost contact during a training exercise north of the island of Bali, with 53 people on board. Local media reports the Navy believes the sub sank into a 2,300-foot deep trough. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's tried to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's Terry Bradshaw for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Hey, if you want to win $7,000 a week, you better step on it.
There are just days left to enter to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse on April 30th.
Yep, you got to enter PCH.com before it's too late. Real people really do win, just like you. You don't want to miss out, do you? But you got to be in it to win it. $7,000 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 427. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
PhD, professional home doctor.
When it rains, it pours, and when it pours through a leak or a pipe breaks, it means water damage to your home. If you experience flood or water damage, you need to act quickly to eliminate the possibility of mold infestation. With 24-hour emergency service, trust PhD, the professional home doctors, to return your home to its pre-damaged condition. Call 341-9111 or go to phdyuma.com.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and I've been spending a lot of time down in the great city of Somerton, and so I am pleased this morning that we have a couple of representatives from the city. We have Jerry Cabrera. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
And we have Hector Sofia. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so I know a lot of the great things, but I know that I don't know all of it. Fortunately, I've been to the city council meeting a couple weeks ago, which was great. So who wants to start? Start telling us all the great things that are happening down there.
Wow. You know, last night we had a great council meeting, and one thing that kind of stood out for us, we had information from the Yuma County Health Department that for our 85350 residents, we have vaccinated over 18,844 residents.
That's amazing.
I don't know if that's a statewide kind of record type of thing, but I hope it is. But
Percentage-wise, it is.
At the beginning of this pandemic, Somerton was hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely hard. We had, close to 60%, 70% people that did get infected. And hearing these news, this news is definitely something to be proud of our residents. I'm proud of them, and I'm glad to be there and sharing that great news with the whole entire Yuma County.
Do you think because Somerton may have been hit so hard with the COVID virus that may have made more people want to get vaccinated?
Absolutely. I think it made a huge difference. You know, it mm-hmm. might be some herd immunity. And so now the other thing that we were looking at is our wastewater treatment early warning signs from mm-hmm. the University of Arizona. And for the last couple of weeks, we've seen non-detected. So it's
non-detected.
So it's kind of goes
That's
hand
incredible.
In hand. We did check at one of the lift stations, and it was detected. I think it was a level 2 concern, but then it dropped. So you know, there might have been some calibrations of the system, what have you. I don't know, but it's great news that our wastewater or sewage early testing non-detected, and then 18,844 residents being vaccinated. That's tremendous news.
That is great news. And so I know that not everybody probably is familiar with how that wastewater testing, what exactly it is. So can you tell us? I mean, I know what it is, but can you tell us a little bit more
sure.
about how that works?
How it works is that we sent samples to the University of Arizona. And then the University of Arizona actually tests those samples for any shedding of the virus into the system. And that's how they pick up those early warning signs.
Right, and it's before people probably even have symptoms, and so the city knows that that people have COVID in the area before they do.
Exactly. It might take about a week and a half or two, depending on the system, but that shows you that how the virus is being tracked.
Right, because I've seen the warning signs in my area. You know, I've seen when they sent out the warning that says, your
right.
area is red. I don't live in Somerton, so...
It's not red.
And for those people that want to still get their vaccine, there's walk-in clinics to get it. And
Regional Center for Board of Health is doing a no-appointment needed vaccination clinic. The City of Somerton, in conjunction with the Department, Yuma Health Department, is also doing vaccinations. And normally there's on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So next round it will be May 7th.
Okay.
So that'll be taking place down at the Yuma Community Center, the Somerton Community Center.
You know, I did that.
I mean, Yuma.
I was so embarrassed at the city council meeting when I said Yuma instead of Somerton. I'm glad. Thank you. You just let me off the hook.
No problem.
It happens.
And so, Hector, I happen to know that there's a lot going on economically in Somerton as well.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of activity right now, especially on the west side of Somerton. Yes, the new high school is going to be between Cesar Chavez, north of Main Street, US 95.
Mm-hmm.
That area has a lot of activity right now because we have 20 acres of city property that we're developing. And we have already 4 proposals on the site. And we're going to start installing the sewer line in a lift station. That's going to feed the commercial development and also the high school, and potentially in the future also the residential area to the north of the high school. So the whole area is going to be residential, commercial, and investment in Somerton. That's the area we're focusing right now, but as you know, Somerton has an ideal downtown layout for 80, 100 years. So in the last 5 years, we actually, we say we're going back to the future because, remember, I don't know if 10 people remember in Somerton, Somerton used to have a hotel in downtown.
Okay.
Now we don't have a hotel. But we actually, you know, trying to push the that idea again in downtown Somerton. So we, the city council 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, approved the Main Street redesign. And based on that concept idea, we bring in and pushing more investment in downtown based on that. As you know, downtowns right now in other cities are coming back to the main center of the core of cities. And Somerton is not different like that. But Somerton has an ideal location for to have a vibrant downtown. And also, a month ago, the city council approved an infill overlay district. And it's called the entertainment district in downtown. So that's going to create a lot more activity, bringing businesses with that kind of environment.
I bet the businesses downtown are excited to have that.
Yes, they are, because they understand that people cost people. So by having the outdoor dining activities and restaurants, that's going to bring more people into their businesses. As you know, the big event that we have every year, the Tamale Festival, that's when a lot of people realize that, the outdoor dining, the walking, the vendors, that creates an environment that people are actually looking for.
Exactly. Okay, so speaking of the Tamale Festival, since you brought it up, since we didn't have it last year, okay, is it being planned? Where are we at with the Tamale Festival? Because everybody tells me about the Tamale Festival, and, you know, I moved here during COVID, so didn't get to enjoy all these things.
Oh, that'll be, you'll definitely enjoy it this year.
Okay.
Yes.
When is it?
Is that a hint?
Can you tell me more?
Not really, because we don't coordinate it. It's the Abelitos Group, Group, they're the ones who coordinate it. But we have several events that are going to take place. Actually, May 7th, we're going to have a kind of vaccination block party.
Okay.
That'll be held on State Avenue and Main Street. So we're holding kind of a small little block party to make sure that we still have vendors, food folks that may have been issues as far as during the pandemic, they're having trouble sales.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to get those folks in there. And then obviously vaccinate. So that's a big thing there. We're also going to have a 4th of July event. Obviously, that can still continue to take place.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have the 4th of July, but for the May 7th, it's going to be also the Cinco de Mayo celebration at the same time.
Okay.
Because, Cinco de Mayo falls on Wednesday, so on Tuesday. So we're going to celebrate it also on May 7th, but also take advantage of the vaccination event.
Oh, well, that's cool.
That's the big push more than anything else, the vaccination.
Yes.
And do you invite everybody? I mean, do I have to live in Somerton? Do I have to live
not.
In that 85351 zip code?
Somerton's a family, cohesive unit. We invited Russ. He was there for a while.
Well, I'm like, sorry, Russ. If they'll invite you, they'll invite anybody, won't they? Poor Russ, who doesn't have a microphone to even defend himself this morning. This is awesome.
So we're having the 4th of July, May 7th, 4th of July. We're also putting up together a annual, this is going to be the first one, but we're going to have a side-by-side UTV block party. That'll be an interesting thing. We're actually putting things together. We'll come back later on and give you more information regarding that block party. But also, we have the Corn Festival and, of course, your Tamal Festival as well.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that after these messages. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Cooler for us today, mostly sunny skies, breezy to even windy, especially as we head through this afternoon. Highs today, middle to upper 80s. Clear tonight, mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow, afternoon highs, and a low to mid-80s. By speeding up the hiring process, Indeed puts the dash in dashboard. Use Instant Match to connect immediately with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then use your dashboard to conduct interviews. Find out more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
Arizona, as Keith Urban would say, blue ain't your color. It's time that we make Arizona red again. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives. We're looking for great conservatives to run for all statewide and legislative district offices. Have you ever thought about running for political office? If so, we would love to talk to you. Contact us at thepowerofives.com. That's thepowerofives.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we are here this morning talking about the city of Somerton, and we are here with Jerry Cabrera. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
And Hector Tapia. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we were talking a little bit about the festivals. So do you have dates for anything? Just kind of watch your Facebook.
Yes, well, at least for the Corn Festival and Tamale Festival, that's dates to be determined, at least for, obviously, 4th of July, you know what day it is.
Right.
And then October 2nd for that side-by-side block party.
Okay, so tell me about the UTV block party. What is it?
It's a new concept they're trying to bring down to the area. We have a couple of expos around the area, but this time we want to invite more of the side-by-side fabricators, dealerships, but we want people to just enjoy, because it seemed like the pandemic had created more of a kind of a seller's dream, because people are buying side by side.
Mm-hmm.
It's enjoyable. I love seeing them around town, and we want to continue that atmosphere for our city. You know, we love them to come down and ride around. We have a couple of hills there, so people do go and swing by. So,
yeah. See, this is all new to me.
Oh, you got to come down.
I'm like a side by side. I didn't even know what that was when I got here. So, Russ has given me a look. But you know what? I was in the city. We didn't have them. And up in the farmlands in Illinois, we definitely didn't have them. So this is all this outdoor stuff is new to me, and UTVs and all that stuff. But you know, so I keep telling my husband we need to buy a toy, and they're impossible to find.
Oh, absolutely. It seems like you can't find them anywhere. I think Liberty Motorsports here, I think they don't have any. I don't know if they have any on stock. I have no idea. So, sorry about that.
we're getting instructions in the studio.
I'm getting away from the mic here.
It always happens. Everybody starts talking to me, and they forget that there's a radio that we have to take care of. And so we were talking a little bit more about the economic development. We were talking about businesses. So do you have a lot of new businesses opening up? How are the current businesses doing?
Yeah, it's kind of a surprising that Somerton has a very good response, the local residents. They really supported the local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exception, I know, like three or four, the rest, they did very well during the pandemic. And we were surprised that because we were a little concerned that the businesses may be really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But in Somerton, actually supported the local businesses. And right now we have a new business coming right there in downtown, La Michoacana. That's a ice cream parlor type of a style store.
Okay.
And you have it in Yuma, in mm-hmm. 8th Street. But it's going to be right now in downtown Somerton. That will be a brand new building on Somerton Avenue and Main Street. We just opened on Monday a new restaurant, the Oriental House Express. It's from 6011 East Main Street on the southeast corner of Bingham and Main Street. It's a new Chinese restaurant. We also have La Cabaña. It's a Mexican-style restaurant. Very, very good breakfast. You know, you can go weekends and very, very good breakfast. You can challenge, you know, the Dennis lifestyle. So San Martin is giving little businesses, but actually providing a little more options for San Martin and visitors. And also, you know, going on the west side, we're bringing soon a hotel, we're bringing a commercial development, we're bringing a gym also in the area. So the city property, we actually put in the activa and economic development. The city is investing, and the investors are responding to the city of Somerton. But like I said before, Main Street is an ideal location for the future of Somerton.
It's a nice, easy, walkable Main Street.
Yes.
I love walking Main Street in Somerton. And so with that in mind, so we talked a little bit during the break, but they didn't have the advantage of hearing that. How is housing in Somerton doing right now?
Yeah, housing, we have a big demand for housing in Somerton. The supply of housing is low. We have only, right now, only one developer building homes in Somerton. And we hopefully, in the next year or so, we get more investors and housing developers to come in Somerton. Because the houses in Somerton, they sold really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new town homes that were built. They're sold out already. So we need apartments, you know, regular apartments,
mm-hmm.
and also we need single-family homes. So right now the city is looking into the, with the idea of providing some city property to also incentivize residential development. We're not sure yet, but I think that's the idea right now. But, you know, I invite developers to come and talk to me. They want to build homes in Somerton, and I will be the main person to talk to them and help them to bring homes to Somerton.
So what do you attribute the growth to?
Well, primarily is the affordable housing is still very good mm-hmm. comparing to Somerton, to Yuma. Somerton, you still can buy the same house, maybe 30,000, 40,000 less.
Mm-hmm.
And you can drive to Yuma or to YPE or the base in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're over here. So you can live in Somerton, a nice location, you know, a family-oriented residential area, and work in Yuma or other places. But actually, you have a very nice housing in Somerton.
Or work in Somerton. You know, my husband does the opposite. We live in Yuma, and he works in Somerton. So,
yeah, so
funny how that works. So, what else would you want people to know about Somerton? I mean, because I've fallen in love with it. Clearly, you know, I hadn't really experienced. You know, I'm new to Yuma, and hadn't really headed south of Yuma at all when I first got here, and then my husband started working down there, and now I'm down there a couple times a week, enjoying the restaurants and just all the things that Somerton has to offer. It has a lot more to offer than I realized.
Yes, it does. And one thing that makes it special is the community itself. We're a very family-orientated community. You know, several years ago, I worked with Laura Knoll from Somerton School District. I was there for about 17 years or so. I grew up there. So
okay.
I think I was there when I was born, I think. Yeah, so I don't remember at that point, but I know if I, you know, you don't remember until 5 years old, and then
right,
you,
exactly.
That's all you remember
okay.
until now, right?
Right.
So, but I've always lived there. So it's that's all I know in terms of how close we are.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I had moved down to Phoenix, blah, 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 went to Yuma and so forth, but you always go back to your roots. You always go
mm-hmm.
back home. And that's how Somerton feels. And I think that's what makes our festivals great, because you see everyone that you hadn't seen for years, and you see them back. And everyone always comes back. And
mm-hmm.
that's what makes it so humbling and so exciting living in Somerton. We you know, actually, there's a webpage, I think it's on Facebook, of all the people that live in Somerton. And we have the Brooks, we have Smiths, and so forth. And they still talk about the great days of Somerton. Somerton was a huge, huge type of growth that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I think there was four or five bars. They had a movie theater. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it is still great. But
mm-hmm.
it has obviously evolved. We evolved with the times. But that has never changed. That one aspect of it is the family-orientated, never forgetting where you came from. And I think that's why people kind of lean towards this water, the water tower, because it's kind of a sign of hope, and that's where my house is at. So you mm-hmm. have that feeling. And I think that's a feeling that every resident does have.
And what's your favorite thing about growing up in Somerton then?
Well, you know, just walking to the store with 25 cents, going getting a pop. I remember when we had the Gallagher Pool on Somerton Avenue. I lived across the street, across the city, and I didn't have a dollar or anything to go into get into the pool. So hopefully, by the time I got to the pool, I would find 10 cents, because that's what it would cost, 10 cents to get in.
Okay.
So I would find it somewhere on the road, and you know what? I ended up getting in. So that was the great thing. It was just, it was so humbling. Everybody knew each other, and they still do, you know. But it's something that I never forget. I also never forget waiting for, I mentioned this at our greater days, that I always waited outside for the trash guy. And the trash guy, you know, they used to pick up the bins.
By hand. Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were always waiting outside to see what they had for us. As kids, were four or five kids.
They brought stuff for you?
Oh, heck yeah, from whatever other people didn't want, like Tonka trucks. The real Tonka trucks, the real heavy-duty steel Tonka trucks.
Yeah, right.
And every once in a while, we would get those.
Yeah, back when they were steel and not plastic.
Yes, exactly. But I definitely enjoyed that. I never forget where I came from.
I'm like, I missed out. My garbage truck, you know, the people that drove our garbage trucks didn't bring me stuff.
No, I'm sorry.
I watched them pick it up by hand, but. And so what's your vision for Somerton? What's your vision for the future of Somerton?
You know, we're growing, definitely. Mm-hmm. There has to be some balance, obviously, some balance between growth. There has to be some balance between agriculture. That's a definitely. We have to take care of our agriculture, but we also have to realize the growth and the need from infrastructure standpoint, which would include broadband, mm-hmm. from to wastewater, lift stations. All that takes time and takes a balance. So the growth in my vision is, and for city's council vision, is to make sure that there's a fine balance and continue with that fine balance in the next 10, 15, 20, 40 years. You know, we always remember those days you know, the four or five bars or what have you. It's not about the bars. It's about the community itself and what they want and what they want to see in the future. And so we have, you know, close to 20,000 residents. And not only the 20,000 residents, but we also have to think about Yuma County in itself and what they all want to see about Somerton.
Mm-hmm.
And Somerton residents, we have to take care of our residents, obviously, just like everyone else would need to. But that's a big difference for us, is to continue that relationship that we had 50, 60 years ago and with our farmers, with our vendors, and obviously our residents. And we want to take that to the next step. And it might take more broadband mm-hmm. to bring to our residents, not only to our businesses, but residents as well, and make sure there's a fine line and have that infrastructure get where it needs to get.
I mean, I can see that. And did you see with the broadband, I mean, this is kind of a big question for just a few minutes before a break, but did you see the broadband being a big issue, like when COVID hit and kids started having to do school from home? And
We did see it. Mm-hmm. It was a huge impact, especially for rural communities, not having that infrastructure in there. That definitely did hit an impact. I know that the school districts had Wi-Fi, so they were able to access it from the parking lot. But obviously, with that, you know, 1 or 2 months that you couldn't even leave your house, it was just difficult. And not mm-hmm. everybody had that bandwidth. And I know when I was living in Somerton, I think it was 25 megabytes. It would slow down to 12, and it was like, oh, no.
You were lucky.
Yeah, that's pretty slow. And with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
If you ever get annoyed, give me a building boy. I love to work, it's not that all day. And I've been taking care of business every day. Listen up, Yuma. Kia of Yuma is out to be the number one volume Kia dealer in Arizona. That means huge savings for you. There are many doubters that say this can't be done by a dealer in Yuma. But listen up, Arizona. Kia of Yuma says, yes, we can. Great moments come from great opportunities. And with our low prices and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on new cars to back you up, this opportunity is now. Because Kia of Yuma is offering 0% for 75 months on all 2021 Kia Sportages or $3,500 rebate. And if you want cash in your pocket, they will pay you the rebate up front. Old credit applications will be accepted regardless of history. So, let's make history together and show the country that Yuma is the place to shop, live, and visit. Let's help make Kia of Yuma the number one volume Kia dealership in the state of Arizona. Visit KiaofYuma.com or direct message them on Facebook or Instagram 24/7.
0% for 75 months and load $3,500 rebate and approved credit. Plus text, title, and duck fee. See dealer for details.
Are you tired of sitting behind a desk all day? Maybe you are tired of doing the same thing, day after day after day. I am Ricky Mitchell, the director of sales of the best radio stations in Yuma. And if I just described you and your current job situation, you are outgoing, never met a stranger, you are a sales professional, and most of all, you like to have fun, then we need to talk. El Dorado Broadcasters has an immediate opening, and you could be the one to join our team. Call me now, 329-3086. 329-3086. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity. Opportunity employer.
And we are back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I wish everybody could kind of, we need to go back to Facebook Live. They can see all the fun that we have in the studio during the break. Before we get back to talking about the city of Somerton, I do have a lot of things to announce actually for the Chamber. The biggest thing that I need to announce is we are going back to in-person events. Everybody's kind of hearing that and everything's opening up. We are doing our first in-person event in June. It's June 18th. It is going to be the Amazing Race Yuma County. We are still looking for businesses who want to be challenged locations. If you need more information about that, reach out to us at info@yumachamber.org or go to our website, yumachamber.org, and we can tell you all about it, tell you what's involved. We also are looking for teams. Team registration actually opened up yesterday. And so if you think you have what it takes to complete all the challenges and win, we invite you to participate. In fact, if you don't think you have what it takes and you just want to have a fun day, because it's going to be a fun day, feel free to sign up. But the big thing I want to talk about, the in-person events. We are going back to in-person events in July. We are going to have our first in-person Good Morning Yuma at Pivot Point on July 8th. And we are going to have our first member mixer at the airport, at Yuma International Airport, on July 28th. And the big thing that I need to let everybody know is pre-registration will be required. If you show up at the door, we seriously will not let you in. I know everybody thinks, oh, well, if I come, I've been a member for 20 years, they'll let me in. No, we have limited capacity for our events. We also have to pre-order food and different things like that. So if you didn't pre-register and let us know you're coming, we can't let you in. So please be sure to watch our Facebook, go to our website, yumachamber.org, go to the events page. It's easy to register. Most of the events, like the mixers, for the most part, are still going to be free. You just need to go online and tell us that you're going to be there so that we have ordered and planned for spacing appropriately. In the meantime, we are still doing virtual events. Actually, tomorrow we are doing a webinar on PPP loan forgiveness. So if you have a PPP loan or are still considering getting a PPP loan, they did extend the deadline to apply for PPP loans until May 31st. So if you are thinking about getting one or already have one and want to know how to get that forgiven, we will be having a webinar tomorrow at 11:30. Again, it's free for Chamber members. It's only $25 for non-members. And you can sign up for that at yumachamber.org. On June 3rd, we're going to be doing another Lunch and Learn. It is basically nonprofit board member responsibilities. We have a lot of great people here in Yuma County that volunteer their time to sit on a board of directors for nonprofits. But as a nonprofit director myself, I know we all get busy. We don't always tell you everything you need to know when you join the board. And there are certain legal and fiduciary responsibilities that come along with sitting on a nonprofit board. And so it's important that you know those before things go wrong. Hopefully things never go wrong, but I've seen some things go wrong and done some auditing for organizations where things have gone wrong. And so you kind of want to know what could go wrong and how to protect yourself as a board member before that happens. So again, that is Thursday, June 3rd at 11:30. Again, free for chamber members, $25 for non-members. And then next week, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, we are doing a virtual member mixer, and it is next Wednesday at 5:30, and we are doing Yuma history trivia. So for somebody like Jerry, who grew up in Somerton, he's probably a pro. for somebody, so Russ is shaking his head, but Russ is probably the pro, huh? For me, who's only lived here 6 months, well, yeah, good thing I'm not eligible to win. But it'll be a lot of fun. We do have a great prize that Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area put together for us. It's a gift basket full of stuff. So I hope you'll join us for that. Again, free for chamber members. We're trying to do a lot of stuff that people don't have to pay for and still give them a lot of value for their membership. But one last reminder, because I'm gonna hit everybody over the head with this, I guess. You do have to pre-register for everything. You can't just show up at the door. You can't just show up even for our virtual ones. So please make sure you go on yumachamber.org and pre-register. Even if the event is free, let us know you're coming so that we can adequately prepare. So with that in mind, let's get back to the city of Somerton. We're here with Jerry Cabrera. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Hector Tapia. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so we're talking about all the different great things going on in Somerton. And one of the things that we talked about a little bit during the break that have become more familiar with is because I golfed in the Glow Golf Tournament, or the Day Glow. Sorry, it's the Day Glow Golf Tournament. It was a lot of fun. For those people not familiar, we started at 3 p.m., did 9 holes at the Rio Colorado Golf Course the traditional way, went in, had dinner, got some cool raffle prizes, and then went back out with glow golf balls at night after it was dark and did 9 more holes on a short course. They had actually set up in the fairways different tee boxes so that we weren't trying to hit those glow balls quite as far as we had to at 3 o'clock. But it was a lot of fun. But the proceeds from that went to the Somerton Senior Center. And so that's actually a great place. Can you tell people who aren't familiar, tell us more about it?
The city of Somerton started an initiative to make sure we take care of our senior centers, our senior folks, our parents. My mom was part of it, as a matter of fact. And so the proceeds all goes to them for any future travels, even some equipment that needs to be taken care of for our seniors. Right now we're looking at replacing our exercise equipment. Been there so many years, so we have to, you know, make changes to that. We also have to make changes to the kitchen. We do serve over 74 current seniors there at our facility, and there is a waiting list, as a matter of fact. There's still a waiting list for folks to get in because, the space is so small, so it's limited. But in essence, we take care of them by having these type of tournaments and fundraisers. We are looking at May 17th to open up doors for them to come back to our dining table.
Okay. And in the meantime, have they been able to get meals at home?
Yes, they have been taken care of by Parks and Rec. Yes, definitely. They've been sending those meals to their homes.
And what all can they do at the senior center? Because you just talked about exercise equipment.
Yes, they do exercise equipment, do wellness checks. They do arts and crafts. What else do they do, Hector?
They dance.
They dance.
They sing.
That's right. They dance and sing.
They're very active, actually. Yeah.
And how old do you have to be? I mean, I'm 48. Can I go?
Do you consider yourself a senior center?
I mean, do you have a, I mean, is it?
Mostly, they're about 55 and over.
Okay. I don't consider 55 senior either.
I know, I'm getting close to that age, and, so like, and I don't feel it either, you know?
I'm kind of the closer I get to 55, I'm like, that's not senior yet. No, okay, my parents are seniors.
That's right. But now I can move into a senior area compound now because, you know, I'm close to 55. Well, yeah, no, I'm going to be 50 here, but.
Yeah, the senior centers are pretty active. Typically, in special events, you know, there's a group of them. They come to and dance together.
Okay.
They're really active, actually. Very, very special people. And we have a couple leaders in that group that they go to eat in the restaurants, in Somerton, different places. But you can see them in special events, the whole group dancing around and enjoying the music. And that's pretty special.
And so do they have a lot of special events, or is it just...
Well, right now, obviously, with the pandemic, they haven't gone anywhere, right?
Down,
but they'll go to out of town, they go to Vegas. Yeah, they'll go to Vegas, Laughlin.
Once a year, yeah.
And so there's more to it than just the stuff in the senior center.
Yes, we take them out of town.
We take them out of town. That's funny. I'm sorry. I can't even talk now. And so, like... what about seniors that can't get to the senior center? Like, you know, because a lot of times as you get older, it's a little bit harder to get out of your house, and especially with the pandemic.
We're actually looking for, we do have a vehicle for a wheelchair, and we do go and pick up some of those folks. And we're working on a grant to get a new van or a new bus to go and pick up some folks and take them to Vegas as well.
Awesome. I'm like, see, I told you I want to be part of the senior center. I don't care if I'm not 55 yet. Come on. It sounds like a lot of fun. And then I'm thinking about, like, meals and stuff. Do they take meals to people outside of there? Because I vaguely remember Parks and Rec talking a little bit about delivering meals. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. We deliver those meals to the 74 families for folks.
And so we're limited to 74. What about if somebody wanted to participate, like, on the trip? Do they still have to be part of those 74 families?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why there's a waiting list.
Exactly. They all want to go to Vegas.
And where is the senior center located?
In the south west corner of Main Street and Bingham. I think it's 360 South Bingham Avenue.
I'm trying to think where that is.
Yes. You know where's the... the gas station on Bingham and Main Street,
mm-hmm.
in the southeast corner. It's only half a block south of that location.
Right behind Letterman's Speed.
Okay,
right.
And
we work in conjunction with Waycox. They help us with that center as well. They provide a lot of the funds as well.
Okay, and do you do any type of, like, food bank or anything like that with that, too?
And Yuma Community Food Bank also comes and helps with those meals, of course.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I knew that already. And so do you do other fundraisers for them as well, or is the Dago Golf pretty much the biggest?
No, they do others. Right now, there was a change in administration, so they're working on new type of fundraisers for them as well.
Okay, and how can I, like, let's say I wanted to help. I mean, because you're right, it's our parents that we're taking care
exactly.
of at places like this. Is there ways that people in the community can help out if they want to?
Definitely. They can contact either Hector or myself. Just come down to City Hall or give us a shout out, and we'll definitely reach out and whatever information or the way to help, you know, just let us know.
Do you have your email addresses?
Yeah. Mine is Jerry Cabrera at SomertonAZ.gov.
And mine is Hector Tapia at SomertonAZ.gov.
And, of course, they can always reach out to me. I know how to reach both of you, of course.
She sure does.
And so I'm trying to think. Hector, we talked about something else during the break. What was it?
I'd like to mention about city planning in this area, Yuma County. City planning is very, very important, and I'd like to take the advantage of this medium to maybe the planners in Yuma, Somerton, and San Luis. They used to get together once a quarter,
mm-hmm.
and talk about what are the issues about city planning in our communities. And I would like to just mention that it would be nice to go back to that venue and be able to get together and talk about how we can help our communities, especially with the pandemic. You know, it was really... really interesting how a lot of things in planning, city planning, came out.
Mm-hmm.
And some underserved communities, you know, especially the brown band, it was one of the main things for the schools. But in the communities also, they missing some things, you know, communication, transportation, walking to the main shopping centers or transportation. So things like that, I would like to just mention that, to be able to communicate again The Yuma planners, Somerton planners, and also San Luis planners.
Right. And do you find, I mean, because I had somebody ask me yesterday when I said that you were coming on today if there was, if we all worked together or if there was competition. And so, well, apparently, though, I have to take a break before we get to that question. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, staying in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed, or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
On 560 KBLU. Russ is having trouble with the buttons over here. You know, we took away his microphone, but we didn't take away the buttons. and we are back. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we are here this morning talking with the City of Somerton, and we are here with Jerry Cabrera. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
And Hector Tapia. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so, changing gears a little bit, and so Parks and Rec, I mean, everybody's opening back up, and you guys are no exception, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And so what is going on this summer with Parks and Rec?
We're going to have our basketball teams back up. We're going to have some men's softball opening up as well. Our swimming is up and running. Our splash pads as well. We have some arts and culture events continued from, I think it's dancing and Zumba classes.
Yes.
That's continuing. We have some great news. We're working on engineering a new skate park for our residents. And, you know, I was talking to Russ here, and finally the City of Somerton on the community center, we're finally putting some HVAC systems on our existing swamp cooler there. So we're getting rid of those buttons.
Russ is teasing him about indoor plumbing in here. I'll just say it. He don't have a microphone, but no, that's awesome. I mean, you know, but, well, HVAC systems for big buildings is expensive.
Yes, they are.
I'm familiar. So, and so the skate park, where's that going to be?
It's going to be on Joe Munoz.
Okay.
It's going to be right behind of the baseball field.
Okay, and what is big, little? I mean, what do you
think?
Let
me put it this way, about $150,000.
Okay.
So let's see where that ends up.
Okay.
You know, cost of construction has increased tremendously, so that kind of puts a bump into the whole larger-than-life type park.
Okay, Russ is without a microphone asking questions. What's the average age in Somerton?
Oh, yeah, we do. Definitely we do.
Yeah, there's a lot of young families in Somerton.
Yes. I haven't seen the number of kids in the schools. I think there were from preschool all the way to the middle school. I think it was about 3,036. And then plus you have the high school, I think about 1,400 kids.
Because I was going to say, we're building a high school.
Exactly. So we're building I shouldn't say we, right?
Right.
In Somerton, Yuma Union High School District, we're all taxpayers, right? So we're all taxpayers, and you're definitely right. We're building a high school there in Somerton. As taxpayers, we're also building a Somerton Elementary School. And that whole same vicinity area as far as Parkview on the west side of Somerton. So that whole area is growing tremendously.
Right, and so you'd have to have a lot of young families because I'm sure you don't build schools unless you know that you have the children to fill them.
Exactly.
Do you have expected attendance at those schools?
Oh, yes.
Do you have expected, like, your 1,400 high schoolers?
I don't know what Yuma Union High School District is going to do as far as the boundary changes. I think I don't know if they finished or they were working on it. So I don't know where they're at with that.
See, 1,400 sounds like a ton to me. My high school had 600.
Well, remember, that's only 1,400 out of Somerton. I don't know what the high school numbers are. There are 1,800 or 2,000 kids over there. So essentially, you're looking at about 340 kids coming out of the middle school on an annual basis. So it's growing and growing and growing. So that high school here in about 5 years will end up being a good 2,000 easily, 2,500.
Yeah, the capacity will be up to 3,000.
That's such a big school to me. I mean, I love when I come out here and everybody says, oh, we're a small town. I'm like, my hometown, everybody knows this, my hometown was 350 people.
Yeah.
And I rode a bus an hour a day to the next big town that was 7,000 people and had a high school of 600. So. Yeah.
And with that, you know, we do urge folks to talk to the legislators. I know that Yuma Union High School is having issues with the funding for the high school. That's important. And I encourage folks to talk to the legislators to make sure that our high school gets built. You know, there was a bond, several years ago that passed, you know, but they still have the other portion of it. They have about $20 million, but you can't build a high school with $20 million.
Right.
So they're looking at another $25 million to build that high school. And we encourage folks to go and speak with the legislators to make sure that funding goes through.
Is there a bill that's already been introduced?
Well, it goes through the school facilities board.
Got it, okay.
So it's based on funding itself and the policies of school facilities board.
Got it, okay.
And that includes for Somerton Elementary. They're having issues. They were approved for $3 million, but that was a couple years ago. And based on that formula itself, they're short another $3 million just for one school. So they're also having issues as well of making sure. I think there's the legislation for Somerton Elementary.
Okay. Because people, with the pandemic and all the housing starts and construction kept going during the pandemic. And construction materials became scarce and made construction a lot more expensive than it was prior to the pandemic. So $3 million 3 years ago is not $3 million today anyway.
No, then you have the fires previous to the pandemic that caused an increase as well. Fires in California, Oregon, and so that made it huge. A huge dent in everybody's wallet as far as taxpayers is concerned, too.
Exactly. And so kind of back to Parks and Rec, so the basketball league, I'm asking lots of personal questions because
I just
want to know.
Those are for the kids. Basketball, basketball leagues are for the kids. They do have
they're still playing.
They're just, the adults still playing, you know, as long as that swamp coolers hold up there at the community center, the adults will play. But we're looking at maybe construction sometime in June.
Okay.
We're making some upgrades to the electrical system there, so we just got to make sure that we have the power for it.
So basketball is for kids. How old do they have to be?
I believe it's 5 to 13 years old.
Got it. So very typical ages.
Yes.
But men's softball?
Men's softball, kickball as well.
Men's kickball or
kids
kickball?
Kids.
I'm like, men's kickball, that would be, maybe you're starting a new trend.
Yeah, it could be.
And the same ages for the kids kickball?
Yes, yes.
On the weekends, during the week?
I haven't seen the schedule yet, but it'll be during the week.
Okay. And the men's softball too, or on the weekends?
They usually do week and weekend. They don't stop.
Perfect. Okay, and so now I'm going to be nosy. What about women?
Remember, it's for women, too. It's for the girls, too. Yeah.
Sorry. You know, everybody always says men's softball, and I'm like,
No.
Do I get to play?
You have very good teams in Somerton.
Good women's team?
Yes. Or
are they mixed teams?
No. Yeah, they're mixed, and okay. There's some the women's team is they're excellent players.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I used to coach softball for 14 years for girls.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Somerton or somewhere else?
No, in Mesa.
In where?
Mesa, Arizona.
Okay. Oh, in Mesa. Got it. So where are you from originally? Sorry. I'm like, totally, it just made me think that.
Well, originally I was born in Mexico.
Okay.
I came to Somerton in 1977. But I spent only 2 semesters in AWC, and I transferred to ASU, and I spent most of my school over there and my profession. And I came back to Somerton in 2015.
And what brought you back to Somerton in 2015?
The career, city planning, helping the city of Somerton.
And
also my family, my mom.
Yes. Is your mom in Somerton?
No, she passed away 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she at least get to do the senior center before she passed away?
Yeah, she was active there too.
And so what? So before we go, because we have a lot of time left. Oh, Jerry's trying to tell
us. Actually, I just received the schedule for our summer event. Hey. Right on
that
time.
That was good timing.
Yes, actually, swimming lessons will be April, May. They're starting June. $25 for the participants. Non-residents will be $35. Co-ed kickball. Co-ed.
Okay.
Co-ed. It'll be in
He's not
June.
Gonna let me forget that.
No,
every time
no.
I see you, he's like, it's co-ed.
And that's $200 per team. Co-ed softball. Co-ed again. $200 per team. Registration will start here in May through June, and it starts in July. And then we have the youth basketball registration here for May and June, starting the 8th in July. And Joe Munoz's inauguration of a basketball court. We do have a basketball, brand new basketball court. We removed the old one.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, so that one is, it's actually all ready to go, but essentially we're going to start it here in May. We're just finishing off the striping of it. And we'll be ready to go. And that basketball court also will have volleyball tournaments.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Co-ed?
Co-ed, of course.
That's why I said next time I see you on the golf course or somewhere, you're going to be like, it's co-ed.
Yes.
Just remind me.
And we're ready for fall and winter. We have the youth baseball, family fall games, youth soccer, t-ball, girls youth softball, and flag football.
Oh, flag football. That'll be fun.
Yes, definitely.
That was one of my favorite things to do as a kid, was flag football.
They were fun.
Sometimes it got a little rough, but but that is how it is. So before, we only have like a couple minutes left. Hector, we talked to Jerry a little bit about living in Somerton. What is your favorite thing about living in Somerton?
I think the environment of the, especially in downtown area, I live very close to downtown.
Okay.
I can walk to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we actually encourage in the summertime. People can actually walk to the stores because you can actually have a quarter mile walking circle,
mm-hmm.
radius, and to encourage people to walk. I enjoy that, be able to walk on Saturday or Sunday from my house to downtown and feel like that.
Perfect. And I know before we go, if somebody wants more information or if they want to sign up for one of the Parks and Recs program, what's the best way to do that?
Just go to the website, SomertonAZ.gov, and you get more information.
And if they need to reach out to you?
Jerry Cabrera at SomertonAZ.gov.
And Hector?
Hector Tapia, 928-722-7390.
And is there any last-minute things that we need to...
Yes, please contact your clinics and the health department to get vaccinated. Again, we're happy to have our residents. We have Regional Center for Board of Health. We have Sunset and Department of Health vaccinated. So please go get your vaccine.
And on May 7th, they're doing the block party.
Cinco de Mayo vaccine party.
Perfect. Cinco de Mayo vaccine party. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Conditioning and Heating Studio. This is News Talk 560 KBLU.